This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, welcome to Fat Mascara. Glad to see you here.
Glad to see you, not really, because we're a podcast. Hi, I'm Jen Sullivan.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks, everyone.
Jen, I got to see you IRL this week.
Oh my God, it's Fashion Week. Well, it's the end of Fashion Week right now here in New York, which isn't even a week anymore, which isn't even a thing. It's just this time of year that we all decide we're going to go to
a thing.
It's a thing. It's a thing. Fine. There are fashion presentations for spring 2023 happening in New York City. But let's be honest, most of them are not like, hey, buyers, come look at my clothes. Most of them are, who's the coolest person you can get to come and perform at your party? What's the coolest venue you can have your party at?
It's like, a scene. It's a scene.
There's fashion designers doing comedy cellar, doing comedy shows, parties. Jess and I went to the public hotel. This was like, we kicked it off with voicemails.
We did.
They had a great party.
We did. They had a great party. Grace Jones was there. I had a great time. I mean,
the drag queen Simone performed in honor of her. Matthew, still a friend of the pod.
Still a friend.
Former guest.
Oh, David Lopez was there.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
Has some news of his own coming out. I'm not allowed to, I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it yet, but we will once that happens.
Hush.
What were your takeaways from like the fashion crowd, the beauty crowd?
Oh, yeah, it was a good crowd.
Voicemails brings a good crowd.
Brings a good crowd. Okay.
Just a lot of braids.
A lot of slicked. Ready? Here's mine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hold on. I got to straighten up.
All right.
Here is my kind of beauty style assessment from the voicemails event. Okay. It was all about a slicked back braid, okay? The tighter, the better. Mm-hmm. Long nails, okay? By the way, I wear none of these things. Okay. But this is my observation. Okay. This is what I might do if I had the time and the energy. Long nails.
Jess had a kitten heel and a pashmina. Keep going.
No, I wore a flat, a simple flat, a simple black flat. Listen, the pashmina was because I was cold. And the guy on the street, oh my God, I was outside. I'll get back to my like my fashion beauty rundown in a second. I was outside waiting for Jen and I was freaking cold because, by the way, the Moda offices are, it's like a meat locker. So I was still cold from like 9 a.m. And this guy like walked by, he's like, "You're making me cold, girl." He's like, "Why are you all wrapped up?" And I'm like,
he was cute.
He was cute. I think... Was he flirting?
I thought
with
he was hitting on you, maybe. Did you not catch that? Like, why else would he stop a random girl on the street to talk about her scarf?
I don't know. I can't even recognize.
See, it's all different in her mind now. Yeah. Now she likes this interaction. Okay.
Yeah, I was wrapped up in a camel pashmina, but I took it off to like get sexy once I was in the party. Okay, so
in your blazer.
My blazer.
She took it off and she had a blazer.
I had on my working girl blazer. Okay. Okay. Just so people knew, I was a businesswoman. Okay. I had to let people know I was a businesswoman now. Okay. So a long nail, a slick back, like wet look braid. We are still doing a long lash. I mean, I guess like no one wants a stubby lash. So that was kind of a weird one. Ignore me. A tiny ass handbag. The tinier, the better.
Jess kind of lost it at one point because she was like scanning the crowd and she was like, "What is that?" She saw this tiny handbag and was like so perplexed.
No, okay. Back up. I'm very familiar with the tiny handbag trend. Okay. I'm not like, I don't live in a box. Again, I work at Moda Operandi. Okay. But I think just seeing them so many, like it was almost like a movie when like you realize like everything's coming together. And like, it's like everything is all at once, like charging at you. And everyone, okay. It was like they were multiplying like a bunch of bugs. And everyone had a tiny handbag. Like, thank God I checked my tote.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Nobody wants to carry a tote around a party.
Like I would have been whacking people in the head.
I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah. I had a tiny handbag too.
No, yours was not tiny enough, Jen. You need one that looks like...
I had to edit so hard to get stuff in there. All it fit was like a phone, a lipstick, and like my Metro card. Actually, I don't even have a Metro card.
Well, they're phasing them out 2023. So
I know. I just use my phone now when I get on the subway. Anyway, yes, the teeny tiny bag.
You need to be able to pick it up with your thumb and your index finger.
Where do you... What I have a touch-up mirror and a touch-up lipstick. That does not fit in there. Literally all it fits is your phone, if that. And I don't think it does. Sometimes I think they just put their phone in the pocket and it's literally just like a necklace. We shouldn't even think of it as a purse. It's a necklace. True?
Well, it's funny. Like I was looking at a picture of Bella Hadid the other day and it was Gigi. And she had the little tiny sunglasses. And she had the little tiny bag. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't care if this is not like, you know, in fashion. I love a big sunglass. I just made it singular. I love big sunglasses. And just like practically speaking, I like a bigger bag. I also think a bigger bag makes me look like proportionately a little bit like more slender. Sorry if that's not body positive, but like it like makes my hips look.
No, you're giving me Rachel Zoe 2008 and it's back.
Yeah, like I'm sorry. Like I want big glasses and a big bag.
Big scarf.
I don't want like little mole sunglasses and I don't want a tiny bag that makes me look like a hippo holding.
You know where you buck this trend though? You don't like a big shoe. Like I wear a huge clunky shoe and you like a dainty shoe.
I do like a dainty shoe, but just because I don't want the extra weight to carry around.
Right, sure. This is practicality. And I think we can all agree, practicality and fashion with a capital F
they're
are
at
not
odds.
Synonyms. They are completely at odds. And that's why we go to these parties so that we can like, how much fun did you have? I felt like a style reporter. I was like, it feels like New York is back. Like I can see what people are putting on their faces, how they're doing their hair, which is like
it was great
part. Like it's like, there's a whole bunch of, you know how I like bird watching? It's like human bird watching in New York City. I swear I could sit on the corner during fashion week and just watch everybody go by.
It was
so
great.
Much fun.
It was a really fun time.
Yeah, I love it.
Anyway, Grace Jones has a candle. Grace Jones has a candle.
Brought to you by, it wasn't brought to you, not at all. The whole point of that was, yes, Grace Jones has
for voicemails. Yes, the new collaboration.
Black pepper and water lily. Yeah, that's some news you're getting early before we get into the news. So we're going to do the news. We're going to raise some wands. We're going to try and get Jess in on like tiny, tiny accessory trend.
No.
And then that'll be the show.
I like tiny jewelry.
Should we? Okay. All right. Like an ear. Well, no, I've seen you with a big clip on.
That's
like
true.
Cool vintage
I
ring
like
too.
It all. I like it all. Do you like tiny jewelry?
I go, it's all or not. Yeah. I go either really big or really small. Yeah. There's no in between for me. I'm a woman of extremes.
Jen, we sound like a lot of fun at parties.
I feel like we're turning into AdFab.
I literally said that to Jeff when we got home.
Can I be Patsy?
Sure. That's fine. I love Jennifer right. Saunders. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. I'm going to go rewatch some of those vintage episodes. All right. Let's do our podcast.
All right. Let's hit it.
Shall we?
Okay. Let's get to the headlines. So the week that I was on vacation, there was some big news in the beauty industry, specifically media. Listen, if you subscribe to Allure, know that Allure Magazine's December issue is going to be its last ever. Wow. So Allure was founded in 1991 by Linda Wells, who was on our podcast several years ago. And, you know, it's obviously been thriving as a digital entity for many years. The print magazine has still been around. Circulation has reduced, and they stopped doing as many issues per year. But they are shutting up the store. I shouldn't say shutting up the store. They actually
have a physical store here in New York City, which will still be in operation.
Exactly. I used a very weird turn of phrase. So the store is still going to be remaining open. The website is still, and obviously all the other properties like the podcast, their social media, everything that goes along with the Allure brand is still kicking. And of course, their beauty box, their seal, where it says like the Allure, best of winner. Which is massive for them, which of course started with the Allure print edition. That is all still going. So the world of Allure still lives, and the editor-in-chief, Jessica Krull, is still running that ship and doing an amazing job. But the print magazine is no longer, and that's really just kind of indicative of where print is today, which is, it's having a hard time. The good news is according to Women's Wear Daily, there are no layoffs as of this moment.
And according, I can give you primary sourcing on that as well. I write for them and also have friends
hit us
there. So that is the primary reporting is, according to Jen Sullivan, there will be no layoffs.
Oh, okay. Great.
No, I just meant like, yeah.
Okay.
It's such an end of an era, though. That's like, I don't know, the lore. It's the beauty Bible. And also we have them to thank and or sometimes I want to say not thank for the whole concept of beauty awards. That like literally wasn't a thing before Allure. In fact, I know the woman who invented it, which she's reminded me many times she came up with beauty awards. But like lots of media properties do them now. And you see those emblems all the time. You go to Sephora, Ulta, whatever. There's a little icon next to a product, Birdie Best of Beauty, Allure Best of Beauty. Mm-hmm. Like they were the ones that started that. So yeah, truly the end of an era, huh?
Jen, one day we should do a whole thing on beauty awards. We should do a whole.
Fake.
We should do a whole thing on beauty awards. Moving on. Okay, so let's go to. Okay. Oh, we're doing a big time business desk moment here.
Oh, good. I haven't been able to use the music in a while. Please hold.
Tata Harper, also former Fat Mascara guest, has been acquired by Amore Pacific. So the Korean beauty corporation, the Amore Pacific Group, is acquiring Tata Harper, which hints that Amore Pacific may be trying to grow their business in the U.S. I'm saying maybe. I would say definitely. Amore Pacific
between all the brands they have here now, yeah.
Yeah. So they actually have more than 30 brands, and some of them have had success in the U.S. So, Jen, I think you're alluding to brands like Innisfree, Laneige, and, of course, the brand Amore Pacific. But Tata Harper, I would say has the widest recognition among U.S. customers. So in an interview with Women's Wear Daily, Jin-Pyo Lee, the chief strategy officer of the Amore Pacific Group, said, Tata Harper is a clean beauty brand instilled with the core values of healthy beauty, values that society and consumers customers are looking for today. Fueled by our R&D and P&L infrastructure, we expect Tata Harper will be able to significantly expand its footprint in the Western Asian markets. So Tata Harper said that our approach to formulation, including full control of manufacturing, has allowed us to pioneer the next generation of beauty. And she looks forward to leveraging Amore Pacific's expertise to drive growth and continue to serve our customers. So this is like a major, major partnership.
I love how you get like telepromptery when you're at the business desk, according to, and you give.
I just want to be accurate,
quotes.
Right?
Yeah. This makes sense though for me because Amore Pacific has this like farm basis to a lot of their brands in South Korea. Like, you know, they have their own farms for their natural ingredients. Like it's, I think some people were thinking that it's like a complete, other than wanting to be in the US, that it doesn't fit within their portfolio. But to me, they're very similar, some of the brands that they have. So let's see what it means for Tata Harper.
I mean, I could see why they would want to bring a brand like Tata into their portfolio. And yeah, there's definitely, Amore Pacific there. When I remember learning about Amore, it was all about like, you know, the green tea and the black tea and, you know, like it, a lot of natural
and the Jeju Island and the volcanic soil that builds their natural botanicals. Yes.
Yeah. So there's definitely some, you know, synergies. Okay. So I have some, we're still at the business desk. I have some really bummer news, okay? The right to shower is shutting down. So the right
you
to
guys,
shower.
You guys, Jess was so upset about this one, like texting me and like just, it was.
I am upset.
It's sad.
I am upset, okay?
So
the right to shower.
We're so into it.
This brand is awesome, okay? It's a really cool brand. It's a quality product. It's aesthetically pleasing and has an awesome mission. And this brand is shutting down and so many like, I'm sorry, like ridiculous
clearly
brands
our support
exist.
Was not enough.
I know.
We should have been hyping it on every episode, huh?
Well, I do think about, you know, I wish I threw a little bit more behind it. Okay. So the right to shower, if you don't know what I'm talking about, is a body care line that's built on a mission and it's really to give people, all people, dignity. The founders believe that no one should be denied the right to cleanliness and that given that over 500,000 people are experiencing homelessness right now, I got that from their website. I feel like it's got to be more than 500,000 people in the U.S., I should say. A shower remains elusive to them. So the right to shower offers a line of affordable, generalist, high-quality shower gels and bar soaps. By the way, go online, look at the bar soap if you haven't seen it in person before. Super chic. It's like striped. It looks like, kind of feels like beachy and surfery. Super,
now
super
she's
chic.
Giving it the hype.
I know,
hurry up and buy it.
Are you kidding?
Not gonna be around.
I talked about it in the beginning. Okay.
Yeah.
And 30%, which is like a massive considering every brand who like does charity stuff. Like I feel, I shouldn't say every, but a lot of them are like 2%.
No, they existed to support philanthropy.
Exactly. Like, hold on. Let me finish talking about this because I really have a lot to say. 30% of the profits go to mobile shower initiatives that help people currently experiencing homelessness. So with every product that you buy, every shower that you take, you're helping the right to shower build these mobile shower units to help people on the streets. Jen, why do you think that this brand, we'll never really know the inside story, but why do you think that this brand might be having trouble?
I don't know. Bath and Body is a hard category. Like
it is a hard category, isn't it?
It's like the volume of sale, like the prices aren't high enough to justify the cost of goods. I don't know that they threw a ton of marketing dollars behind it because like I feel like the philanthropic mission should have been marketing enough, but clearly not. I don't know. Why? Do you have a theory?
I don't know if this is like the bullseye, like this is why it didn't work. You know, you never know what happens internally, but I keep on thinking about that scene and like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, where I don't know if it was Kate Hudson's character, like Andy, but she's like pitching something and the editor in chief is like, I know you'll relate to this. And the editor in chief is like, but upbeat. Like she wants like the.
Because even the name itself reminds you of something. Yeah, like you use it in your shower. Every time you take a shower, you're thinking about really your heart goes out to someone who's experiencing homelessness.
Yes, like I
and
think sometimes women's, like the,
oh,
you know, women's, you know, I'm saying this is a genderless line, but I think sometimes beauty as a category, you know, when people do like charitable initiative things, like I'm thinking of like Estee Lauder.
Yeah, they can't drive it home too hard, or else then it doesn't provide the fantasy and the like Yeah, that you want beauty to provide.
Right. Like what Estee Lauder Companies does, those beautiful like breast cancer awareness things. Like it's a beautiful product and it's done in pink. But it's like a lighter touch. This is very like in your face about what is going on. And I actually really liked that because it's like, wow, this is something that most people don't think about and it's real.
And I'm going to buy soap anyway. So I might as well be thinking about this and buying one that supports.
Yeah. And then I've actually met with a couple of brands recently that have these amazing charitable missions and are actually doing the work. And when we've talked about like how to position them, what their kind of identity is, it's been really fascinating to see that brands don't necessarily want to lead with that. And I've actually heard from two brands just in the past like year, we are not an activist brand. Like activism is like a dirty word to a lot of brands. And I find that really interesting considering the younger generation.
Look at Thrive Cosmetics, though. They own being an activist brand, and they're doing pretty well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's possible. It is possible, and I don't want to discourage like any brands listening to this.
They also make a damn good mascara and some nice products. Yeah. It's got to be a match of all that. Yeah.
I think it's possible. Like this story, I feel like I don't want it to be discouraging to brands, and you make an amazing point with Thrive, but it's like what...
How about we tell everybody out there... Don't be shy from supporting those kind of brands. Like, yeah, the ones that are that are giving money to the causes that you care about. Wouldn't that be a cool way to filter on a website that you were shopping for? Instead of by like lipstick, whatever, be like, I care about environmental causes. And then it sorts to the brands that are supporting those causes. Should I invent that? Okay.
I think
let me just get my programmers on that, software engineers right now. Be back, guys.
Yeah, I thought this one gave me like a lot of food for thought.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Thank you for sharing that news. And yeah, we'll miss that brand for sure.
Yeah. Okay. I've told you I got a lot from the business desk today. Gwen Stefani's line, Give, is getting social. So Allison Statter, the chief executive officer at Give's partner, the Blended Strategy Group. Okay. Remember Allison Statter, Kim Kardashian's like bestie?
I literally think we need to now be like, we need to note if they haven't been on the podcast.
I know. This is so cool. We need to have like just like episode blah, blah, blah.
I mean, we are on like 436. So yes,
this is Kim, so crazy.
Allison, who you met on episode with Kim. Go ahead.
When they were both on. So she's doing like a social selling thing, which is like super interesting, okay, and very unusual for like a more, you know, premium brand and certainly celebrity brand. So Allison Statter says, it's not a new way to necessarily sell makeup, but it's a new way for Give to sell makeup. So she says that they're the first celebrity-backed brand to have a proprietary tool that we own and have created to build our community and build out who can sell our makeup. This is our differentiator, and this is what's going to make us stand out. So they're going to be building an app. And, you know, I personally have not seen the app, but I just think this is super interesting. And it's a way to appeal to customers who might not be able to step out into a brick and mortar store, apparently.
This just shows you how far the celebrity trend has gone. That now we're like, you would never have thought that they would deem to even make makeup because they're celebrities and they're more specialized. Mm-hmm. Now they have their own lines. Not only do they have their own lines, they're doing like social selling, like Avon, like Mary Kay, like Beauty Counter, like, you know, Proactive. These are the new, like, big, giant beauty giants of the world if they're embracing this kind of selling. As long as there's not a lot of, we'll have to look into this, multi-level, you have to buy a bunch of products before you get to sell them. I'm sure they're going to do it. Allison's no dummy, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm curious to see how this plays out. But yeah, what a like left turn. I really did not expect that. Okay. And then finally, let's talk about celebrity beauty lines. Kate Moss, man. Now this is a guess. This is the guess.
You know Jessica Maitland was available for this position, Diet Coke. You know, right? Kate Moss is the creative director of Diet Coke and it's amazing.
Oh, wait, no, I'm talking about her line, Cosmos.
Oh, that came after. It was the same week, though. The news, news all is dropping at once, right? Sorry, okay, yes. I thought you were so excited about the Diet Coke position.
No, I'm talking about Kate Moss's
line.
Yes,
you know how many people have stopped me? That they were like laughing out loud when we were having our debate about full-size can versus mini can of Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah, that was...
It is a polarizing decision. Like, people are all or none on that one. So
well, I just couldn't believe
mini,
how many.
Too many over here.
You know, there's a lot of people who are into minis. And I was like, when was this like year that people got converted? Or was everybody on like the same flight?
When they came out and we had been wishing for them forever. And now we
wishing.
Have them.
Who was wishing?
This girl right here.
It's like
if I collected all of the undrunk Diet Coke from my life, I would have enough to feed you for the rest of your life because of those last two swallows that I never, never drank. Okay, maybe we should talk about Kate Moss's beauty line.
Okay, Kate Moss. Kate Moss has a line coming out called Cosmos. Cosmos. C-O-S-M-O-S-S. Like Cosmos, but Cosmos. So I think it's really interesting that she's... I'll just tell you what it's about first before I start giving you my analysis. I think all I have to do is kind of give you some snippets from the about section. I wish I could have like been part of the copywriting team here. Okay, ready? Soulful, sensual, self-aware. Cosmos draws on the extraordinary life experience of Kate Moss, someone whose career and image has touched on and influenced so many others, yet has taken her own rich journey of transformation gradually and privately. Isn't that true? I like that. So, Cosmos is a celebration of every day exactly as it is, with all of its imperfections. Each product has been meticulously crafted with well-being in mind, using potent natural substances. Cosmos is self-care created for life's modern journeys to make them beautiful, mesmerizing.
This part
and
needed
magical.
The more of the copywriting help of Jessica Matlin at the end there.
It's the end of it. So, okay. That's okay. Very sweet. I'm really interested to see what this is like.
The rituals.
Yeah, it's very mysterious right now. It's going to have, like, there's a face cream, there's a cleanser, there's an oil with CBD, there's herbal teas, there's going to be perfume.
Jess, it's called Dawn Tea, not just any herbal tea. This is Dawn Tea. You're going to drink it at dawn. Wait a second. How does this work with her Diet Coke creative director? How's this mesh? She's going to give, what are we drinking in the morning, Kate? We drinking the Dawn Tea or the Diet Coke?
I mean, life is about balance.
You know what? Thank you. And embracing life with all of its imperfections.
Yeah.
That's actually true. And that is her whole vibe. Like, she was like, I'm going to smoke this ciggy and then look glowy and roll around on the beach like I'm doing a workout or something.
Yeah. I'm excited. I can't wait to see it.
Okay. We'll report back after we try the products. Is that your news, Jess?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought that was really exciting news.
Thank you. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Hey,
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's, right? That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, it's time to raise a wand, everyone. I'm so excited about Zainab from London's Reco. Let's hit it.
Hey, Fat Mascara. My name is Zainab. I'm a hijabi, so I don't tend to take care of my hair as much as I would like to. And 2.5 years ago, I discovered Bi-Aram, which is this incredible hair oil, which has done wonders for my hair ever since. I used to have my hair falling down in clumps, and I was always scared to get it colored or do anything for it because of like how fragile I think my hair would be. But the hair oil has been such a game changer. It's made my hair much stronger, shinier, a lot more healthier than it used to be, a lot more volume, and like you can even see the little baby hairs growing, which is just incredible. And the best part about the oil is like, apart from it being so successful and really good and actually working, that shows real results. I love how there's a great backstory to it as well. The owner is only 26 years old. She lost her mom when she was 8, and there was no male figures in her family to kind of like navigate her through being a woman and being a girl, like, you know, like simple things like getting your hair cut. And whenever she had the chance, she would spend time with the grandma and like come up with this really cool hair oil concoction of like all the natural like oils that they use. And finally, this recipe is what has bloomed into what Bi-Aram is now. So it feels good to know that, you know, you are using a hair oil that actually works, a hair oil that's also been passed down through generations to her, and that she's now sharing it with the world, which I think is actually such a beautiful thing. and also paying tribute to her mom. But great hair oil, 100% recommend. Definitely check them out.
Oh, that was a good one. Also, should you be a guest on the show, look at you finding like cool brands with amazing stories. Speaking of like great stories that move your heart, like, come on, that's great. Thank you for the recommendation. If you want to share, if you're a member of the Fat Mascara fam, you actually don't have to be a member. Everybody's invited. You're all part of the fam. And you want to share your recommendation with us and all the other Fat Mascara fam out there, call me 646-481-8182. I won't pick up, so you like can just leave a voicemail and be fun. Or email us. Zainab sounded really good because she sent us an email of a digital file, which is so easy to do on your phone. Email it to info@fatmascara.com. Okay, let's raise wands. I know I'm going to go first because I think I want to end on yours, if that's okay.
Okay.
I have a feeling what it is. It's a concept. I know, I'm clearing my throat. Everybody, welcome to class. This is a concept Jess and I were like leaning deep into pre-pan. And we sort of dropped this line. It was the chocolate brown years. It was the idea that like softer tones are more flattering as your face matures, that sometimes black can be a little harsh. And you know what? Something happened over the pandemic where I was like, do whatever the F you want. Like, you want to wear black, thick black eyeliner? Like, do it. Like, makeup doesn't always have to be about enhancing or like just you, but better. Sometimes it's just fun and we want to do like, you know, Isamaya made me feel like this too. Like, why can't I just put a crystal on my face? Like, it's not always. I think I came up in the school of like rosy blush, creamy rosy blush, dewy skin, like define the eyes, define the lips. So I got away from the brown eyeliner. But now it's back, baby. But it combines both of those things because this is, let me get the name right. This is a name, okay? Uwoma Salute to the Sun Nefertiti Koala Eyeliner in Kennet, which is an earthy brown. So, you know, we love Uwoma. Like, they've been on the pod a million times. Mm-hmm. They did a collection that is all about Nefertiti and Egyptian beauty and all of that. So the Kajal, it's like a Kajal thick eyeliner. It comes in a cobalt blue, a brown, this color in black. So it's thick and like has that impact, but it's still the brown color that's flattering. So you could smudge it out or you could do a really thick like cat eye of brown. You could get like coal all the way around like, you know, Nefertiti. Also, don't you wish we could like actually see what Nefertiti looked like? Because I feel like we've built her up to this gorgeous creature that she, yeah, I mean, so I just get, I don't know. I like the idea of using brown, but being a bit more dramatic with it instead of just like smudge between really the lash line. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like creamy and stays on, but washes off not hard. Like sometimes with an impactful eyeliner, it's like, cool, now I'm at the sink for 40 minutes tonight trying to get this off. That's not the issue. That's Sharon. She knows how to make a product, doesn't she?
She's great. She's great.
Look at me out of breath. I always get so excited about a brown. I'm like breathing.
Now I want to up the drama with my browns.
Okay, well, I'll get you a Kennet. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Gold packaging. Yeah. All right, your turn. What are you raising?
Are you going to put it on the lower lash line too?
I think that you could. I did do the waterline. I think it would be really cool to just do the lower lash line. You know, that like smudgy underline. Especially if you don't have a crease in your lid. Oh, I love a smudgy lower lash line when you have like a smooth lid without a crease, like a mono lid.
Yes, that looks very
pretty. There's so many things you can do with that.
That looks very pretty.
Yes.
Okay. Mine is a very different category. I'm doing a body wash. And I have to say, I did. So I fell in love with this body wash. And then I found out that it was like a kind of a celebrity line. I was like, oh, God.
But oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, that was points against it, which is so funny because all the marketers think like celebrities sell.
Yeah. No, I don't know why. I just like celebrity lines just like really kind of like grate on me.
Well, isn't this their dream though, to have the line that's so big that it goes beyond the celebrity and you're going to like it just for itself? So what
is it? Yeah, I guess that. Yeah. And listen, I don't know this person. I'm sure she's great. So that's the thing. It had nothing to do with the human being. It wasn't like, I don't like this celebrity.
Oh, because this is not a person that you're a fan of. Okay. Who is it?
No, because it wasn't a person.
Fine, let's not even talk about the person.
Huh?
No, we won't even talk about this person. Let's talk about
the person. So it's called Being French. French. Okay. F-R-E-N-C-H-E. And it's called Being French Renewing. Sorry, that's like a long name. Renewing and Hydrating Body Wash. And I like it in Lavender Cloud.
It is a very kind of like almost, it's not like a gourmand scent because lavender is not a gourmand note, but it has that kind of comforting, enveloping, super, like it almost has like, I swear there must be like a note of vanilla in it or something. You better like that kind of scent. You better like feeling enveloped. It's not fresh. It's not a fresh, crisp vanilla.
It's it's a pashmina vanilla.
Like
Now we're moving into that weather, as we know from our party.
It's tremendous, the bottle. It will hurt if you drop it on your toe in the shower. And I
feel like so many reviews of shower products have touched on this note for you. There's like some deep-rooted fear of falling in the shower or having glass break in the shower for you, because like you often talk about packaging of shower products. I don't know if you know that about yourself.
I think I might know that, but I guess I'm afraid of that. Maybe it happened when I was younger.
Yeah.
But I just think the
So don't drop it in the shower.
It's a dangerous place. It's wet, it's slippy, it's slidey. You don't want big things falling on you. So, but I also, I was trying to speak to its value. It's probably about $12 and you will get a lot of value from this because the scent is big. Oh, and the scent is a big part of this whole line. The whole thing is like, you know, mood boosting scent, scent technology. I didn't go to a desk side or an event for this brand. It just like showed up at my doorstep. And that's the thing. I had no concept of who it was from or where it came from.
And then you don't know that it's named for Ashley Tisdale's dog, did you?
Nope. I've actually never even seen, I had to like understand, I've heard her, I've heard of her. I was like, where is she from? I know she's like a, you know, kind of like a teen starlet. And I know that she's like older now, but I knew that she was a teen person.
Yeah.
And then I saw she was from like High School Musical.
I think we were all teen people at one time.
Yes. I knew that she was once a teen. So I was like, okay, now she's like pivoted, like good for her. But I was like, okay, I don't love that it's a slow line, but like, damn, it's good. It's good.
It sounds lovely.
So well done, Ashley Tisdale. Mazel on the pivot. And
yeah,
you know,
I like that packaging too.
It's good stuff.
Oh, I'm just
I even gave some to my babysitter who she knows beauty really well. And she really liked it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said she liked it.
Great packaging. It like, I don't know, it's like, it looks like bamboo-y and green, but not in a crunchy granola. It's
I'm like, did she like this or the other product? But I love her so much that I gave it to her.
Yeah, like remember Calyx from Prescriptives? I feel like you could throw a Calyx bottle in with this packaging of this line and, it wouldn't be out of place.
Does that make sense? Really good.
Yeah. Congrats, Ms. Tisdale, on your product that made Jessica Matlin raise a wand. That's a good
one.
Oh,
I want to see. I want to try other scents now. Like, it's really good.
Oh, I love that. All right. Yeah. Well, be careful in the shower. Get your beauty sleep.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of beauty sleep, I also love the pillow spray. You might want to try that, too. They also make a matching pillow spray.
Oh, I need to get on it.
Yeah, linen mist. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, get that beauty sleep.
And we will see you on Friday.
See you on Friday. We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hold up. Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.